Mercury emissions build up in fish and can trigger health problems in people who eat the contaminated fish. Coal-burning power plants are a major source of mercury in Wisconsin, and DNR board member Jonathan Ela says the state needs to tell the largest of those plants that it's time for the mercury to go down.
Mercury pollution is an extremely important public health issue, and I think there's consensus we have to get on with it.
So Ela joined five other board members yesterday in voting for a rule package that the DNR says would make four large power companies trim mercury emissions 40% within 7 years and 80% by 2015. But many environmental and angler groups say the real reductions would be less than that, because some mercury never makes it up the smokestack in the first place and stays at the bottom of the boiler in fly ash. Former DNR Secretary George Myers with the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, he says there's a real difference in measuring smokestack emissions versus fuel content.
We need to make as high a reduction as possible. If in fact we're going to turn around the fish advisories in the state of Wisconsin, which are adversely affecting citizens that eat the fish, but also the small resort business.
But power companies will push legislative committees to weaken the rule package. Bill Skews of the Wisconsin Utilities Association says the technology is not yet there to meet the DNR's target reductions.
We have not seen it in our state, though, with the testing that's going on at some of the different facilities.
The DNR board did vote to have DNR staff come back with an update report on mercury reduction technology by January 2006 and said the reduction numbers could be changed then. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.